There's a children's book entitled, Why Are Dandelions Weeds? And if I remember the premise of the book correctly, it is kind of that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And with dandelions in particular, it's easy to see that maybe there is some question about why they're weeds. I know that in my home state of Vermont, when fields are covered with dandelions, it's beautiful. There's a golden cover to the grass, and it just looks gorgeous. I suspect that every parent on the planet, I know when I was a little kid, I have recollection of this, picking little bouquet of dandelions to give it to my mother, who proudly displayed it on the dining room table. Why is it that dandelions are weeds? Well, we have to know a lot more about dandelions to know why they're weeds. They take up a lot of the ground underneath them. In fact, they prevent grass from growing, and so if you don't try to get rid of them on your lawn, before long you won't have a lawn because of the depth of the roots, and they're very difficult to get rid of as a result because their roots are unbelievably deep. But when you're a little kid, dandelions just look like any other flower. I think this is a good analogy for sin and what we see in the readings today. You know, sin oftentimes appears to be a good thing to us. There's something that we perceive in it, wrongly of course, that makes it attractive to us. We choose to do it. As I used to say to kids preparing for their first reconciliation, you can't sin by accident, you have to sin on purpose. And that was especially true because in the little kid world, in the elementary school world, I remember an instance where one kid pushed another kid down the stairs at school. And I called him out on it, and he said, oh, I did it on accident. It's like, no, you didn't. You pushed him on purpose. When we sin, we're choosing what appears to be an apparent good. And we understand, unlike the little child that's picking the dandelions to present it to mom in a bouquet, that it's not good. It's good to us perhaps in a moment, but not for a lifetime, and certainly not for eternal life. And so the answer to this question, why are dandelions weeds, is because they don't produce the kinds of things that we would consider long-lasting. The types of things that Paul mentions in his reading today. Things that are true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, gracious, excellence, anything worthy of praise. That's what we focus on. Just as a florist in the business will focus on the most beautiful flowers, St. Paul challenges us to focus on those actions of grace which lead us closer to our Lord Jesus Christ and ultimately to eternal life.